Taoiseach Simon Harris is expected to announce today that Ireland is signing up to a major new EU defence initiative, making it easier for member states to procure military equipment jointly. It's the Security Action for Europe initiative, known as SAFE. The Irish Times crime and security correspondent Conor Gallagher joins us. And Conor, it's your lead story this morning, so tell us about SAFE.
So SAFE is a regulation, chiefly a financial regulation, drawn up by the EU Commission to reinvigorate the European arms industry, to restock the supplies, the military supplies of member states, which have been depleted by through giving military aid to Ukraine, and to develop a standalone native European defence industry, which doesn't rely on America, given worries that America's commitment to European security may not be as secure as it once was.
So what does it mean for Ireland in signing up, and what kinds of military equipment are we likely to buy?
So Ireland is signing up to one particular aspect of the SAFE regulation, and this is the aspect which allows member states to jointly procure military equipment. This will allow Ireland to obtain military equipment both faster, in some cases, according to Simon Harris, 2 years faster, and cheaper, because you're going to have economies of scale there. So, for example, and this is just notional, if Germany was to order a large consignment of artillery shells, Ireland could go in on that order and obtain a much smaller proportion of those shells, but they'd benefit from the lower price Germany would get for the large order. So that would be happening at scale across Europe. The government intends to use this to speed up progress towards getting to what's known as Level of Ambition 2. Mm-hmm. This is spelled out in the Commission on the Defence Forces in 2022, recommending at least a 50% increase in defence spending. So this is going to be used for the likes of obtaining cyber defence capabilities, sonar, air defence systems, so the military radar systems and its various components, and that also includes kind of missile-based defences on the ground. And going forward, it could also be used for other longer-term projects, such as doubling the size of naval fleet and acquiring combat jet aircraft.
And will we be using the low-cost loans that the EU's making available for this, or will we be buying this equipment out of our windfall surplus corporation taxes?
Right now, we haven't signed up for what is the main pillar, I suppose, of SAFE, which is €150 billion funding pot which makes available low-cost, long-term loans to member states for these military projects. Ireland doesn't necessarily need to. Ireland's credit rating isn't that bad. It can get the loans themselves if it wants to at similar or just slightly worse rates. Other countries which have a lower credit rating are obviously very eager to take advantage of this loan facility. But the government is examining the loan facility very closely. I think it's attractive for the government to have ring-fenced funding for military expenditure. That kind of takes the heat out of it politically. You won't get people asking, why aren't you using this for hospitals? Why aren't you using this for housing? That sort of thing. So it is being examined very closely, and I wouldn't be surprised if we have a decision on that sometime later in the year.
And does any of this have implications for Irish neutrality?
Well, the government would say and has said previously that it doesn't. It's about value for money. It's about saving money for the taxpayer. It's about being efficient and speeding things up. I think it's probably inevitable that they will face additional criticism from the opposition, from neutrality campaigners, for signing up to this act. It does, fund and enable a European defence industry, which would be very controversial to some people. And it will be seen as kind of that further erosion bit by bit of the traditional policy of military neutrality in Ireland. It's on top of government efforts to abolish the triple lock, it'll just be seen as another step towards perhaps a joint European defence pact, which has been pursued by some countries in Europe.
Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you. It's 27 minutes past 8.